Joining us on KNVR, he's a pitcher. And boy, it's a familiar name of San Francisco Giants baseball. You go back to 2001. I can't believe it's been 10 years. And he's a right-hander. He's having a great spring down here, and that is Ryan Vogelsong. Ryan, nice to have you on with us. And, you know, when we talked earlier, when I first came down here on February 14th or 15th, we chatted, and I said, 10 years? My God, it seems like a long time. And it is a long time, and here you are still pitching.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. And yeah, it doesn't seem like 10 years, but at the same time, it does. And man, I'm just happy to be back in the black and orange, and it feels good to be here.
Well, going back to 2001, the trade to the Pirates, was it a shock for you when that happened? Take us back to where you were as a pitcher and a player in those days.
Well, I had been in the big leagues at that point probably 2 months, and you know, kind of the long man and just kind of buying my time until I was going to get a chance to be a starter with this organization, and just trying to learn as much as I could from Gardy and Estes and Woody and Russ Ortiz and Nenner and guys like that. And, they needed an experienced fifth starter, and we were in the hunt there with the Diamondbacks, you know, the whole second half of the year. And, they needed an experienced fifth starter or another starter to come in and try and give them that push. And, you know, it's baseball. I was sad to go. Like I told you before, I've been trying to get back here ever since, and it finally worked out.
Yeah, the trade for Jason Schmidt, of course, Ryan Vogelsong and Armando Rios go to the Pirates. Schmidt comes here. But for you and Rios, physical things happen right away pretty much because, look, Pirates needed help at that point. Here you're an up-and-coming young pitcher. Rios hits the ball hard, and all of a sudden it came apart.
Yeah, Armando actually blew his knee out that first game in San Francisco, and I blew my elbow out in my second start. I actually made, I think, two or three starts in AAA before going to Pittsburgh. And my second start in Pittsburgh, I blew out my elbow. So tough trade for the Pirates.
Yeah. Tough 18 years for the Pirates, or at least since they've been in the playoffs. Boy, what a story that is, because for me, the Pittsburgh Pirates growing up, I mean, they were a very, very good team. But those are the cycles of baseball. Growing up for you, what kind of baseball fan were you? Tell me a little bit about your baseball background. Were you always a pitcher? Who'd you root for?
No, I was actually, I grew up outside of, about 30 minutes outside of Philadelphia, so I grew up a Phillies fan, and I was pretty much an infielder my whole career. Dabbled with a little pitching here and there when we needed some arms. And actually was going to – I went to Kutztown University, which is close to Reading, Pennsylvania. And was just going there pretty much to strictly play third base. I was a shortstop, and I was going to move over to third. And we had two pretty big injuries to some starting pitching early in the spring, and – the coach said, "Hey, I need you to throw a little bit." And I said, "Sure, why not?" And just kind of took off from there.
And the rest, as they say, is history. Boy, a Phillies fan, you know, I do these shows, and I said, and I'll ask you this. I mean, other than the Dodgers, which, you know, is the biggest rival for the Giants, gets everyone's blood boiling, the fans are kind of split, Phillies or Padres. I mean, the Phillies are on the radar here. Giants don't like the Phillies, and the Phillies still think they're in the NLCS. They still don't think it's over.
Yeah, It's kind of cool being here and being a Phillies fan, and the rivalry is starting. You can feel it, and I think the team that's here right now and the team that the Phillies are putting on the field, you know, hopefully it's a rivalry that can continue. That's two pretty good teams on the field at the same time, but yeah, a bunch of my friends that are season ticket holders for the Phillies had it. A few messages I was supposed to deliver to some of the guys here. So, it seems that way, that the rivalry starting between those two.
Yeah, and it gets the fans into it. I like it. I really do. Ryan Vogelsong is with us. All right. The injury happens to you, and like Mark Kroon, who's also in this camp, you go to Japan and play in Japan. How does that come about for you?
I actually had some Japanese scouts approached me when I was still in the big league, you know, pretty much an everyday guy in the big leagues with the Pirates. And, you know, I told him, you know, this just isn't the time. You know, I'm starting to find my way here in the major leagues, and it's not the time for me to go to Japan. And then the following year, I struggled. I couldn't get consistent. I got designated for assignment, went to AAA, and as soon as that AAA season was over, I was a minor league free agent, and they came and said, hey, we need to know in about 3 days if you want to go, and I said, sure, why not?
Yeah. How long were you there, and just, I guess, briefly, what is the experience like for you? Culture shock? I mean, had you ever thought about going to Japan? What was it like?
No, it never crossed my mind. Like I said before that, I felt like I was just starting to get my niche, and but it wasn't too much of a culture shock for me. I had some really great teammates when I got there, and both guys. One was a former Dodger named Jeff Williams, and another former Padre, Andy Sheets, and they had both been on that team and in Japan for multiple years. So I had really good influence with them and showing me around and how things were, you know, worked and supposed to go, and made my adjustment to Japan a lot easier than if I would have been a first-year guy and by myself.
How is the baseball? Ryan Vogelsong with us, if you haven't heard. I mean, he's back here with the Giants having a great spring training here. But what was it like playing baseball over there? Was it much different?
Yeah, it's a different game, different type of player. You don't have as much power game there. It's a lot of small ball, a lot of bunting, a lot of really fast players, a lot of concentration on defense. You don't see a lot of errors in a Japanese game. Not that there's a lot of errors in a major league game, but they don't necessarily make the web gem plays that you're accustomed to seeing here. But they take so much pride in their practice and everything that the game seems the defense is a little bit better. But other than that, I mean, it's just you have to get used to the bunting and the Ichiro style of swing of running in the box and. Pitches that kind of work here, like a cutter, is not necessarily a very good pitch there, because that's a pitch that you're kind of trying to get a guy to do too much with. And their style is they never really try to do too much with a pitch. They just kind of hit it where it is. And I had to adjust my pitching style a little bit when I got there. But overall, I mean, I think being there made me a better pitcher.
Yeah, I'm sure it did, because you have to work, and of course the small ball. It's baseball. I mean, you know, all the little things of the game that we sort of take for granted on winning teams here, you have to learn to do over there, and I agree with you 100%. Well, you're back, and what kind of a pitcher are you now, and what brought you back to the Giants?
I'm still the same guy. I don't throw as hard as I used to. I still throw, you know, I still in probably an average major leaguer, 92 to 94. Two-seamer, cutter, changeup, curveball. And bringing me back here, I've like I said before, I've always wanted to come back here. And tried a couple times, and, you know, I thought I was going to be coming back here, and things just didn't work out. One year I thought I was coming back, and I ended up getting another offer in Japan and took that route again. But went to winter ball, and one of my teammates was Guillermo Rodriguez, who's a minor league catching instructor here and who I played with in the minor leagues here. And, you know, he made a couple phone calls for me and told him I was throwing the ball really well. And that was basically all they needed to hear. And they were ready for me with open arms. And it seemed like it was the time for me to be here and the right place for me to be.
Well, boy, and you are here, and you've had a good start to spring training for you. What can happen? It's a tough staff to crack this staff. How do you feel about it?
Haven't given it much thought, to be honest with you. I know that this is a great staff. I kind of came in here knowing that there wasn't many jobs to be had out of spring, and I'm just trying to really go out there and get myself ready for the season. Whether it be on this team somehow in the bullpen situation or in Fresno as a starter, I'm just kind of trying to get myself ready to pitch in a championship season. And if I pitch well enough down here doing that to make this team, then, you know, that's awesome. And if not, go to Fresno and try and throw the ball great and get here at some point in time during the season.
Boy, terrific. Boy, great story. Great spring. This is what spring training is all about. A veteran coming back and showing people that he can still pitch or still hit. And Ryan Vogelsong has fit that bill. Mark Kroon, I just want to touch on him for a second. The oldest player in camp, 37 years old, spent 6 years in Japan. A closer, 177 saves over there. You got to play against him. What did you see with Mark Kroon? I like his story over here as well.
Yeah, we actually played on rival teams. His team, he played for Tokyo Giants, which is in Japan like the Yankees, and I played for the Hanshin Tigers, which in Japan is like the Red Sox. So, you know, we face each other a lot and very, you know, big games just like here when those two teams are playing. So, yeah, Kroon, you know, he's known for his fastball. You know, he holds the Japanese record for the fastest pitch. But, I mean, what a lot of guys don't know about Mark is his other pitches are plus pitches, too. You know, I've always said when he comes in the game, if he's throwing his other pitches for strikes, the game's over. You know, you might run into one of his fastballs every once in a while, but if he's throwing that split and his slider for strikes, you're not going to run into one of those. But, yeah, he was pretty impressive to watch over there, and I mean, 177 saves, whether it's Japan or here or AAA or wherever, 177 saves is 177 saves. And as people have said, those last three outs in the game are real hard to get. So that's a pretty good number.
Yeah, you said it well. I always say if you lead a league in hitting, I don't care if it's a little league, pony league, or a high school, you're the best hitter in the league. It means something.
Yeah, and he, you know, he did well over there. He threw the ball really well. And, you know, I'm glad to see him here, and I'm sure he's happy to be playing still, and hopefully it works out for him too.
All right, Ryan, nice to have you on the show. Appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you on the mound again. Ryan Vogelsong. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.